Hey everyone, this is Calvin from calvinrusser.com, and today I wanted to walk you through a brief meditation that I found in Tara Brach's book, Radical Acceptance. This book is pretty phenomenal, and more than anything, it's about our feelings of deficiency and how we relate to them, whether that's our fear, anxiety, shame, or thoughts that we're not good enough. And in becoming better observers of these feelings of deficiency, we can better accept them as a universal part of our own lives and the entire human condition, which allows us to live with more joy and less pain. On this journey of observing and accepting our feelings of deficiency, Tara recommends a guided meditation, which is a vipassana or mindfulness practice. It's a Buddhist practice, which means to see clearly or insight. I'm going to walk you through that vipassana meditation now, so go ahead and find a seat, and we'll need about 5 to 10 minutes together. Find a sitting position that allows you to be alert. Your spine should be erect, but not rigid, and also relaxed. Close your eyes and rest your hands in an easy, effortless way. Allow your awareness to scan through your body and, wherever possible, soften and release obvious areas of physical tension. Because we so easily get lost in thoughts, vipassana begins with attention to the breath. Using the breath as a primary anchor of mindfulness helps quiet the mind so that you can be awake to the changing stream of life that moves through you. Take a few very full breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do this 2 or 3 times at your own pace. Now allow your breath to return to its natural state. Notice where you most easily detect the breath. You might feel it as it flows in and out of your nose. You might feel the touch of the breath around your nostrils or on your upper lip. Or perhaps you feel the movement of your chest or the rising and falling of your abdomen. Bring your attention to the sensations of breathing in one of these areas, perhaps wherever you feel them most distinctly. There's no need to control the breath, to grasp or fixate on it. There's no right way of breathing. With a relaxed awareness, discover what the breath is really like as a changing experience of sensations. You will find that the mind naturally drifts off in thoughts. Thoughts are not the enemy, and you do not need to clear your mind of thoughts. Rather, you are developing the capacity to recognize when thoughts are happening without getting lost in the storyline. When you become aware of thinking, you might use a soft and friendly mental note. Thinking. Thinking. Then, without any judgment, gently return to the immediacy of the breath. Let the breath be home base, a place of full presence. While you might notice other experiences, the sounds of passing cars, feelings of being warm or cool, sensations of hunger, tiredness, they can be in the background without drawing you away. If any particular sensations become strong and call your attention, allow those sensations, instead of the breath, to become the primary subject of mindfulness. You might feel heat or chills, tingling, aching, twisting, stabbing, vibrating. With a soft, open awareness, just feel the sensations as they are. Are they pleasant or unpleasant? As you fully attend to them, do they become more intense or dissipate? Notice how they change. When the sensations are no longer a strong experience, return to mindfulness of breathing. Or if the sensations are so unpleasant that you are unable to regard them with any balance or equanimity, feel free to rest your attention again in the breath. In a similar way, you can bring mindfulness to strong emotions, fear, sadness, happiness, joy, grief. Meet each experience with a kind and clear presence, neither clinging to nor resisting what is happening. What does this emotion feel like as sensations in your body? Where do you feel it most strongly? Is it static or moving? How big is it? Are your thoughts agitated and vivid? Are they repetitive and dull? Does your mind feel contracted or open? As you pay attention, notice how the emotion changes. Does it become more intense or weaken? Does it change into a different state? Anger to grief? Happiness to peace? When the emotion is no longer compelling, turn your attention back to the breath. If the emotion feels overwhelming for you, or if you are confused about where to place your attention, relax and come home to your breath. The particular sensations, emotions, or thoughts that arise when we practice mindfulness are not so important. It is our willingness to become still and pay attention to our experience, whatever it may be, that plants the seeds of radical acceptance. With time, we develop the capacity to relate to our passing experience, whether in meditation or daily life, with deep clarity and kindness. Feel free to open your eyes and start slowly bringing yourself back to reality. Begin to reawaken your senses as you appreciate the time you took today to be mindful with yourself and your breath. If you enjoyed this meditation and would like more thoughts, resources, and articles that will help you live a calmer and more fulfilling life, please feel free to subscribe to my Sunday newsletter, Life Reimagined, where I share these types of resources and the latest updates, all with the goal of helping you improve the quality of your life and the fulfillment you feel on a daily basis. Thank you for being here.